It's Wednesday, January 29th, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Congressman Tom Tiffany supports President Donald Trump's proposed tariffs. Wisconsin's governor and attorney general push back on federal funding freezes. Sean Duffy confirmed by the Senate to be the new transportation secretary. And in Wisconsin, lung cancer rates decline. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. At a listening session in Rice Lake on Monday, Congressman Tom Tiffany voiced his support for import tariffs proposed by President Donald Trump. Tiffany cited the incident over the weekend where the Colombian government blocked deportation flights and Trump threatening tariffs in response.
What did the Colombian president do? He caved in immediately because he knew this would harm their country deeply. And that's how President Trump uses tariffs. They're very strategic, very targeted, and ultimately, it's meant to benefit the American people, and that's how he uses them.
A survey by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce showed just less than half of business leaders support tariffs, and just over half oppose tariffs with the USA's neighbors to the north and south, but nearly three out of four support tariffs as a negotiating tactic concerning illegal immigration. Governor Tony Evers is urging President Donald Trump to reconsider pausing federal grants and loans. In a letter to Trump, Evers says, with very few details and specifics available, virtually no time for ample review and consideration, and no direct communication to date, states are left to plan for the worst, and Wisconsinites and millions of Americans who are rightfully alarmed and concerned by this unprecedented decision are left scrambling. Evers also says he's concerned the actions could have disastrous consequences for the people of Wisconsin. According to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, Wisconsin is receiving more than $28 billion in federal assistance within the current two-year budget. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the freezes. Wisconsin is one of 23 states suing to block implementation of the freeze. The state's attorneys general are seeking a temporary restraining order to block the action from taking effect, warning of immediate harm to their states. Republicans want voters to curb the uniquely expansive partial veto powers that Wisconsin governors from both parties have enjoyed for nearly a century. Wisconsin is the only state where governors can partially veto spending bills by striking words, numbers, and punctuation to create new meaning or spending amounts. In most states, governors can only eliminate or reduce spending amounts. Republican state lawmakers on Monday took the latest swing at reducing the veto powers, proposing a constitutional amendment that would eliminate a governor's powers to delete words and rework sentences in bills that spend taxpayer money. The U.S. Senate confirms Sean Duffy to be President Trump's Secretary of Transportation. Tuesday's vote in the full Senate was 77 to 22, with all no votes from Democrats. Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Boland voted for Duffy, saying on Monday that she'd support the former 7th Congressional District Congressman to lead the U.S. Department of Transportation and its more than 58,000 employees.
Now, I have looked at all of Trump's nominees through the lens of how will they impact Wisconsinites. And in this case, I feel confident that Sean Duffy is a good choice for this position.
Other Democrats, including senators who'd previously supported Duffy, apparently voted no to protest recent Trump directives for federal agencies, including transportation, to pause spending. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature look to give schools the authority to ban phones and other electronic devices in classrooms. Ted Aylin tells us more.
The measure introduced earlier this month would require local school districts to create their own policies banning the devices during instructional time, with exceptions for electronics used educationally and for emergencies. Some schools in the state have instituted phone bans but have had to back off them after student and parent backlashes. Bans of this sort introduced by both Democrats and Republicans have been signed into law in at least eight other states nationwide. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
New data from the Wisconsin Cancer Collaborative shows lung cancer rates in the state are declining. Sean Maloney has a story.
The report says declining smoking rates, effective tobacco control policies and regulations, earlier diagnosis, and improved treatments are responsible for the decline. In Wisconsin, lung cancer deaths still outnumbered all prostate, breast, and colon cancer deaths combined. The five-year relative survival rate for lung cancer in Wisconsin is 29.4%. In Wisconsin, the majority of people with lung cancer are between the ages of 70 and 79. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.